Have a burden the Lord put on my heart. The title of the message is a Zacchaeus Experience, and the Lord inspired me with it. And as I was, it came to my mind. I thought, you know, I remembered a message that I preached a few years ago on climb a tree. I don't know if anybody remembers that or not. And I thought, I wonder when that was. And I went to look it up, and it was actually 12 years ago. But in looking for that, I realized something else popped up on my computer and realized I preached on this passage 2 years ago. I'm not going to apologize, but I feel inspired. If you've read your Bible, if you read the verse more than once in the last 2 years? So we're going to revisit Zacchaeus this morning by the help of the Lord. I'd like to begin over in the 19th chapter of Luke. In the 19th chapter of Luke, we'll begin reading with verse 1. And as we read this morning, if we would think back and get a little picture in our mind of the scene that has been set. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a certain man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And we'll pick up here in a little bit. But let's just go back now, and if you can just use your imagination just a little bit this morning. There were multitudes of people, a multitude that followed Christ often. And the roads were dusty, and we can just get a little picture in our mind of Zacchaeus there, the publican. He was a tax collector. And there was talk that Jesus was going to come this way. And he might have thought, I'd like to see this Jesus that I've heard so much about. And maybe down the road there was the dusty road. There were hundreds of people. And if you've ever heard people approaching, as they got closer and closer, you could hear the children talking and the running and playing and lots of people. And you could hear a group come in your direction. And there was lots of dust being stirred up, and there in the middle of the crowd was this man named Jesus. And there was this man named Zacchaeus, and he was short of stature. He was not a tall man. And he was a publican. A publican was a tax collector. A tax collector, he was working for the Roman government. And so that would have been perceived as really a traitor because he was a Jew, and yet he was working for the oppressor, the Romans, collecting taxes from them. And most likely, as many of the publicans did at the time, they put some extra in their pocket. So many of the publicans and tax collectors, they were not honest people. They were not honest people. They were despised by the Jews. And so here is this Jewish man that was a chief among the tax collectors, the publicans. So he had a position of authority amongst the publicans. He was a superintendent of the customs and tribute, as it were. But take note that he was rich. Now, whether he had gained it all by hard work or whether he had gained some through some nefarious methods of cheating, later on in this story, we realize there was probably some dishonesty going on. But this tax collector here, I don't think that it was the first time he had heard about Jesus. Because as Jesus approached, I can just see people, hey, what's going on? They said, Jesus is coming. I think they must have known he was going to pass that way. It had gone before him. Do you realize word can spread very quickly even without cell phones? Renee and I, 1 year, we were doing PCB in Malawi. And after we had done our major distributions, we had some blankets and things and some little gifts we wanted to just randomly give out. So we were driving down into very rural villages, and we would stop and give blankets to mothers and give gifts to little children. You just see the smile on their face. It was wonderful, but I digress. So we would be driving down the road, and we'd get done going down past those mud huts, and we'd go down and turn down quite a distance and start heading down another road. And you know, somehow the people had gotten word that there are some people giving, and there would be people running across fields to get to our vehicle. It's like, how did they know what we were doing? Word spread. So this is what was happening. Jesus was coming, and the word was spreading that Jesus is coming. But who was this Jesus that Zacchaeus, he'd heard about this man named Jesus. This man that had cast out devils, this man that had made the lame to walk and the blind to see, that had raised the dead. Zacchaeus had heard about people, I'm sure, that had followed him. And there was something that began to burn in the heart of Zacchaeus, that I want to see this Jesus. There was something in his heart that, in spite of all of his dishonesty and all of his, how he had been rejected and despised by his people, there was something that in his heart is like, I want to see this man. I want to see him for myself. I don't want to just hear about him. I don't want to just read about him. I don't want to just talk to my neighbor who said, yes, I went out and I saw Jesus. You know, I was there when he fed the multitude with the loaves and the fishes. It wasn't good enough to just hear about this man, Jesus. Zacchaeus wanted to see him. And so verse 3, it says he sought. Oh, before that, let's look at this. I mentioned that Zacchaeus was rich. Do you know how difficult it is for a rich man to enter heaven? It's not impossible for a rich man to go to heaven, saints. Zacchaeus was rich. Now, Jesus said it's harder for a rich man to enter into heaven than a camel through the eye of a needle. Now, that sounds almost a little ridiculous. Do you know Jesus was not making a ridiculous comment? Some of the gates that went into Jerusalem, they were called the eye of the needle. Some of the entryway, the gates, the openings going into the city. And for a camel to get in there, it had to stoop down to get in. So it wasn't talking about a little needle and putting a camel through it. That's not even a good analogy. Some versions say a cable through a needle, but that's still impossible. But it was not impossible for a camel to get in Jerusalem through the eye of the needle. But it had to stoop down. Do you know it applies to rich and poor alike today? If we're going to enter the kingdom of heaven, we're going to have to stoop down and we're going to have to humble our heart to get in. Zacchaeus was a wonderful example of that, because we know what he did here. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, but he could not because of the press, because he was little of stature. He sought to see Jesus. What do you seek for this morning? Thought about the I want to's. Have you heard people talk about the I want to's? What's on your bucket list today? I want to travel here. I want to do this. I want my business to grow. I want to get more money. I want to be free of that relationship. I want to get married. I want this and I want that. This is what Zacchaeus wanted here. He wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. Do you know this morning, if we don't want to see Jesus more than anything else, most likely we're not going to see him. There are people say, oh, if the Lord would just show me. How badly do you want to see Jesus this morning? I think about the Greeks, wasn't it, that came to the disciples and they said, sir, we would see Jesus. We need to see Jesus this morning. I would that we get our eyes off of everything else. We get our eyes off of people. We get our eyes off religion. We get our eyes off of church. We get our eyes off of the troubles of life and say, Lord, I want to see Jesus for myself. People that are living their lives based upon what their parents taught them have not seen Jesus. We've got to see him for ourselves. It's wonderful that some of you have come to service today, but do you realize that until we get a vision of Jesus Christ for ourselves, we're never going to understand what it means to serve him? We need to get a vision of Jesus. There are so many people that have been disillusioned and gotten with false doctrine and disappointments and failures and what people did and the situations of life. We need to get our eyes off of those things and fix our eyes on Jesus, just like the disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration. When they lifted up their eyes, it said they saw no man save Jesus only. Lord, help us to see Jesus only this morning. And that was the heart of Zacchaeus. He sought to see Jesus for who he was. Do you realize we can get caught up in causes this morning and lose our vision of Jesus Christ? There are people even on good doctrines. There are people that have gotten caught up on issues of faith and have lost their vision of Jesus. There are people that have got caught up on outward issues that were viable, but they got caught up in it and they lost their vision of Jesus. We need to see Jesus this morning because it's Jesus that will bring a balance to our spiritual walk. So Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but he had a problem. There was something that was hindering him from seeing Jesus because he was short. And have you ever gone to a big crowd when there was a speaker and you were doing this? Maybe some of you didn't have to stand on tiptoes, but I am not tall of stature if you didn't know. So when I'm in a crowd, you know, you always like to have, even sitting down, you like the short person to be sitting in front of me because you're trying to see over him. Zacchaeus had a hindrance to seeing Jesus. And so, what do you do when you have a hindrance? Well, I guess I can't see him. Because there were people all around him. But he had a desire to see Jesus for himself. And so this is what he did. He didn't just go home. Well, I'm too short. I've got a problem. I can't see him because there's so many people. It said he ran before. How many of you have seen a rich man running? Can you imagine seeing a group of people and ex-president Donald Trump running? Running to get and said, oh, I can't see very good. And Donald Trump climbing a tree. You say, that's not very dignified, is it? It's not very dignified. Do you realize that Zacchaeus had a desire to see Jesus and he lost caring about what everybody else thought? Do you realize this morning if we want to see Jesus, we're going to have to come to the same place. I don't care anymore what people think about me. People are living in bondage to what people think of them in the world and in the congregation, in the body of Christ. Well, what are they going to think of me if? We need to get rid and distance ourselves from caring so much about what people think and say, Lord, I want to see you no matter what the cost. If people look at me strangely, they can look at me strangely, but I've seen Jesus. People can say, well, you don't have to do that. Yes, because I'm short. You may be tall, but I've got to climb a tree if I want to see Jesus. And people are saying, you don't need to do that to serve the Lord. That's not required. Do you know what? For me to keep my conscience clear with God and to keep connected with God, every time I do that, I start losing the connection. So I've laid that thing aside. Maybe you can do it, but I've laid it aside because I want to see Jesus. And people say, you're in bondage. No, I'm not in bondage. We choose to run ahead. We choose to climb a tree. We choose to humble our heart because we want to see Jesus more than anything else. If there is something that's more important to you this morning, you probably will not see Jesus clearly. If you are more interested in building your business, if you are more interested in making money, if you are more interested in your family, if you are more interested in what people think about you, if you are more interested in giving in to the pressures and the influences around you, you will lose your vision of Jesus if you ever had it. We have to have and maintain a desire more than anything else. Lord, I want to see Jesus. And I'm sure there have been times in all of our lives where the vision started to get just a little out of focus. And when that happens, it's not time to be discouraged. It's, Lord, I'm going to climb a little higher. Lord, I'm gonna humble a little bit more. I'm going to get a little lower, whether I need to go higher or lower, whatever it takes. And it doesn't matter what everybody thinks about me. It doesn't matter if my children and my wife, now saints, get hold of this. It doesn't matter if my children, it doesn't matter if my spouse, it doesn't matter about my parents, if they don't want me doing it, I'm going to do what I need to do to see Jesus. And they may not like it, but how can my family ever see Jesus if I don't get to a place that I see Him for myself? If my vision of Christ is cloudy because I am catering to influences around me, I will never be able to show Jesus to my family and those that I really care about. We will never be able to show the world Jesus by getting down in the sinful world with the world. Getting in the mud with the world, people say, well, we need to be able to get on their level, to be able to communicate with them. Do you realize how can we show people Jesus a way that is high and lifted up if we get down in the muck with them? Love the sinner, be kind to the sinner, reach out to the sinner, go into all the world because of the sinner, but don't get down in the muck with them. Lord, I want to see Jesus. And so Zacchaeus, that was his burden, that was his desire, and that was his purpose, that he was little. There are going to be things that hinder us from seeing Jesus, and it might be different for all of us. What hinders you? Do you have questions that hinder you from really seeing Jesus this morning? Have there been some disappointments and some failures that you have had in your life or in the lives of people close to you that caused you to be skeptical? And so then it was just, I just can't see this clearly. I just don't see it clearly. What are we willing to do this morning? Are we willing to lay our questions and our doubts and our disappointments, are we willing to say, Lord, I bring those to you, but I do not want those to hinder me from seeing Jesus? Zacchaeus was willing to do whatever it took, and so he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Do you realize he knew Jesus is passing this way? What would have happened if Zacchaeus would have said, well, it's not convenient today. It's not convenient. Was it convenient for all of you to come to service today? Was it convenient? Was it easy? Were there other things we could have done? We could have said, well, you know, I'll make it next week. I want to tell us something spiritually this morning. When we put off coming to see Jesus, he may not pass that way again. Zacchaeus knew that he was going to pass this way. He had a divine appointment. I don't want to miss my divine appointment with Jesus. I want to be climbing the tree and humbling my heart so when Jesus passes by, I will get the richest of blessings that he has. Is this not true this morning? We can sugarcoat it and we can say, yes, but you know, he'd come by another day. Isn't that what the world's saying? I had someone, maybe some of you read this. Maybe some of you read, someone sent out something recently that had been fellowshipping with another Church of God group, another brand. We've all passed in the blood, we're all Church of God, okay? But he'd been fellowshipping somewhere, and he said when he came amongst the saints, and he said he did not understand why people were not real faithful to come to service. He had to lay that down on the altar. He had to climb a tree himself. You know, whatever, regardless of what everybody else does. But I want to encourage us with something this morning. If we want to see Jesus, we're going to have to make a priority. It's not going to happen by itself. Daily living for the Lord does not happen by itself. It takes a concerted effort, Lord, that today I'm going to put you first in my life. Today, because there was a divine appointment. And Zacchaeus could have said, well, maybe I'll catch him next time. But what if he would have never passed that way again? He would have missed out. And I wonder how many people are missing out today spiritually, and ultimately they're missing out on salvation because they say, tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll see him. Today is the day of what? Today's the day of salvation. We cannot put our souls off, folks. The Lord is going to come back. We have an appointment with him. And I believe there are times that God wants to come down in a greater anointing in our individual lives. But if I'm not keeping my vision clear, I'm going to miss out on that appointment. I'm going to miss out. And so Zacchaeus ran, climbed up a tree to see him, for he was to pass that way, thank the Lord. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. How did Jesus know who that was? How did he know? Because he was the Son of God. And because he's the Son of God, he knows our name this morning, thank God. He knows who you are, and he knows where you are. Because see, the dust is flying. The children are running and playing. And there's hundreds of people gathered around. And Jesus is walking. And he came to that tree, and he stopped. Because he knew there was someone that had a desire to see him. When you have a desire to see Jesus, he will come your way. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And people say, well, I'm just not really finding a lot of satisfaction in the things of God. Are you hungering for them? Are you thirsting for them? Are you putting importance on the things of God? Lord, I need you desperately. He said, you'll be filled. Jesus knows your name, and he knows where we are. And so Jesus was walking with all the people, and with all the multitude, he stopped and said, Zacchaeus. Isn't it wonderful to hear the Lord call your name? We don't have to be afraid when the Lord says, Michael. Do you know children that are doing something wrong? Have you ever seen a child doing something wrong and you called their name and they look at you like a deer in headlights? I've been caught. We don't need to be afraid when Jesus calls our name, because he has something good in store for us. He said, Zacchaeus, so he knows right where we're at. He said, come on down. I know you've had some hindrances. I know there's been some things kind of hindering you, but I saw your desire. I saw your purpose to see me and to know who I really was. So come on down. I must go to your house today. I've got an appointment with you. You say, but Lord, just hold on a little bit. I'm not sure about this. That's not how Zacchaeus responded. If the Lord said, I'm going to go home with you today, who of us would say, come on, Lord, come on, I'm happy. Or he'd say, Lord, could you give me about 30 minutes? Could you give me at least 5 minutes, and I'm going to let you knock on the door just a few more minutes while I go and get some things straightened up. Zacchaeus, it said, he came down, he made haste and came down and received him how? Joyfully. I had a desire to see Jesus, and now he's here, and he's going to go into the intimacy of my home and see who I am, and he's going to see how I live, and he's going to see what I've been doing, and I'm, Lord, come on. I would that there be more people that have a Zacchaeus experience today. Lord, I long to see you, and when you pass my way, I will with joy open up the door. And if we're not willing to with joy open up the door to Jesus Christ, how do we think we'll be ready for the judgment? If we're not ready right now to joyfully accept the Lord Jesus into the most intimate areas of my heart, how can I expect to stand before a God in judgment? Oh, Lord, I want my desire to see you to supersede and surpass all of my hindrances and all of my needs, that I say, Lord, I'm desperate for you. Would you come to my house? And Jesus came and he went to his house. And Zacchaeus did it joyfully. When we get a vision of who Jesus is, it is not drudgery. It does not put us in a straitjacket. It does not mean we can't have any more fun. It doesn't mean we have to be afraid to consecrate our life because I'm afraid of what the Lord's going to tell me to do. We can have a Zacchaeus experience that say, I have seen the Lord and my heart rejoices because he has my best interest at heart. And where he leads me, then I will follow wherever he leads me because he is my Savior. He's my deliverer. He's my God. He's my King. He's my Prince of Peace. He's my Comforter. And so when the Lord says, I'm going to come to your house, Lord, even so come, Lord Jesus. A Zacchaeus experience. Well, the story doesn't end. He made haste, came down and received him. And when they saw it, who is they? When they, I didn't even realize that until right now. They, probably talking about the Pharisees, some of the other Jews, the spiritual leaders, if you will, the theologians and the scholars, the ones who had spent their life in the deep doctrinal things of God, when they saw it, it said they murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Can't you just hear them clucking their tongues? He's going home. This man, Jesus, is going home to a sinner. Is not that who Jesus came for this morning? He came to us that had needs. He came to those of us that were short of stature. He came to those of us that were rich by dishonesty. He came to those of us that had a need, that came to a place that we recognize, I can't do this by myself. I need a Savior. So Jesus went home to the house of a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. A Zacchaeus experience that of his own volition, without being forced, without being coerced, Zacchaeus stood up. He was so joyful to have the Lord in his house. And he said, Lord, if I'm going to give half of everything I have to the poor. He didn't wait for Jesus to say, go and sell all you have. He was ready and willing because I have seen the Lord. When we see Jesus, it will make the consecrations easier. When we see Jesus, it will make living a life of holiness. It'll make it wonderful. Lord, if I'm going to give half of everything I have to the poor, and for those that I have wronged in my past, I'm going to restore to them fourfold. So for those that I stole $100, I'm going to give them $400 back. This is according to Roman law, according to some of the Roman practices. But it was his volition. That's what I want us to understand. Of his own volition, he made restitution. He didn't just say, well, forgetting those things that are behind. No, I'm not talking bad about Paul now, because Paul made restitutions too, I'm sure. But this is where some people say, well, I'm just going to forget everything behind and I'm just going to move forward. Do you know we will not be able to move forward spiritually until we have done all we can to correct the sin of the past? People say, I just want to forget. I can't even think about it. Why can't we think about it? We need to fix. We need to humble. We need to restore those things and those that we have hurt and the things. And sometimes there are people we don't know how to get hold of. Do you know the Lord knows that then? If there is someone that you wronged in your past and you have no idea and you look for them and you couldn't find them and you Googled them and you couldn't find them, the Lord knows your heart. If you saw them, the first thing you would do is go up to him and say, hey, I want to tell you something. I met Jesus and I'm saved now and I am so sorry for how I treated you. I'm so sorry for what I did. Go back and clear up the past. There are a lot of people that just want to cover it up and say, well, I'm just going to start serving the Lord now. No, to follow Jesus, we need to have a Zacchaeus experience. He said, I'm going to correct the wrongs of my past, but going forward, I'm still going to sell half of everything I have and give to the poor. In other words, Lord, I'm going to follow you with all of my heart, and I don't want the things of the past. When I'm sitting there collecting taxes tomorrow, and someone walks by and looks at me and says, aren't you the man that cheated me? I want him to say, this is the man that came and corrected the wrong that he committed. This is the one that came and treated me so poorly and came and said, brother, I've changed my life, and I want you to know I'm really sorry, and I know I can't fix it, but I want you to know I regret what I did. That cleared up the testimony. We can't fix everything in the past, but there are things we can change in through humility, and that's what Zacchaeus did. And when he came to that place, Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. This day is salvation. Do you see Zacchaeus? Did it tell us that he got down on his knees and said, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Will you forgive me and you save me? Do we read that in that account? Do we read on the account the thief on the cross when he told Jesus, he said, Lord, remember me when you come into the kingdom? Do we read about the thief praying a prayer? We need to understand what prayer is this morning. Prayer is a condition of heart. It is not the words that come out of our mouth. When Zacchaeus said, Lord, I'm going to give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've wronged anybody, I'm going to restore to him fourfold. Jesus knew this was a man that was repentant. This is a man that's turning away from his cheating ways. This is a man that's not going to lie anymore because he's demonstrating it. His heart was repentant. And Jesus said, this day salvation has come to this house. Thank God that he knows the condition of our heart. It's not the words that we pray. It's the attitude of our heart, and it's the motivation that prompts us to do things. We can come and say all the flowery words, and we can cry big crocodile tears and say, Lord, I'm sorry. But if we don't go and fix our past and start following Jesus, that prayer didn't mean anything. So see, people can pray and pray and pray and not be saved. And it's because salvation is a work of the heart. For the thief on the cross and for Zacchaeus, it was the condition of their heart that Jesus recognized. This man has already repented. This man has already asked God for forgiveness because I see it in his life. And this day salvation is come to this house. And he said, as he also is a son of Abraham, he was a Jew. He's a son of Abraham, but now it's not just by blood. Now it's not just by natural birth. Now it is by spiritual birth that we today are children of Abraham. We're not children of Moses. We're not children of the law, but we are children of Abraham when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. And so Jesus said, even as much, this is a son of Abraham. By natural birth and now by spiritual birth, he's placed his faith. And then we conclude this message in this story with the 10th verse. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. I came for you, Zacchaeus. I came searching for people that were sinners. Because it's not the whole. It's not those that are well that need a physician this morning. It is those that are sick and needy. And the Lord will come by with an appointed time. And when the Lord, even those of us, when we have been saved, I want the Lord to find me in a tree. I want to find the Lord to find me stooping down to get through that eye of the needle. And I'm not a rich man, but it takes poor men too, humbling their heart, saying, Lord, whatever natural hindrances that I have, it seems to come so easy to some of you. And I've got these real hindrances. It just seems like no one else has these hindrances. Lord, I'm going to put those down, and I'm going to do whatever it takes that I might see Jesus, that when he comes by my way, I can be a beneficiary and recipient of his anointings and his blessings and his inspiration. May the Lord bless all of you as he met with Zacchaeus, so he wants to still meet with us today. Amen.